you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Going to pop in here for a couple minutes. I can say hello to you, Mr. Wonstadt.
Dave Wonstadt.
Shane, wake up.
NFL head coach for 11 years.
The Bears came in here and Dave Wonstadt. There's a happy group of overachievers that have been well coached.
College football national champion.
Dave Wonstadt, one of my, you know, really idols.
Super Bowl champion.
I'm a good friend with Wonstadt as well. And what's his drink of choice, by the way?
Usually a Manhattan.
I'm an old-fashioned guy myself.
Football analyst for the Marquee Network.
I don't think he wants that, Dave. I when you hear him and
hear
when you
who?
See him, Caleb.
Oh, yeah, it's not up to him.
I think Caleb.
I would be disappointed if Caleb didn't say that, Shane. That would be my answer.
Hey, Dave, just be real clear right now. That's not me. That's that dumbass Dan Bernstein who's celebrating back here saying it's the worst insult he's ever gotten, you calling him me.
Well, okay. I apologize then, okay, to you and Bernstein. Oh. I mean, that, you know what, Shane? That was a pretty good question.
Form is something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere.
Look at that. There he is right there.
Okay, we are here. We're time to go, Spigs. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Game on, Coach. Dave Wonstadt is in the house with me, Spigs. And his pal, Ruthie Polinsky.
Yes, that's why I'm here.
Coach.
I was listening to Ruthie walking up here. You're doing a fantastic job. Trust me.
Thanks, Coach.
I was listening with All Way Up and with a little Cubs act. I said, Shane asked me about coming on this week, and I said, yeah. I'll be there. I said, but I got to go on when Ruthie's on, you know?
That's awesome. This is my guy. Yep. I gave them this emotional goodbye on football night in Chicago. Like, it's been so great working with you. And then he's like, I'll see you next week. Can't stay away.
What can I say? You know, hey, how about this, huh? Little cheers, huh?
Cheers.
It's starting a new season, huh?
Brand Spigs. New season. Week one of the Bears season. The Titans game looms. Ruthie is a little overwhelmed by the bourbon.
This is new for me. I just got to get a little
Elijah Craig
taste.
Rye is what we're going with today. Okay. Elijah Craig Rye.
Hey, Shane, I got to tell you, Terry Bradshaw texted me, 2 weeks ago.
Did he admit his bourbon's not that good?
Well, his bourbon's gone. You know, he got went bankrupt.
I know.
He got robbed.
The bourbon went bankrupt?
Yes. Oh, yeah. He lost $2-3 million. Who knows?
Do you think it was because it was terrible?
No, he said, I'll let him explain it. Because he said to me, Coach, just because I don't have my bourbon company anymore, I look forward to coming on your show.
Oh, very nice.
You'll let him explain it when you put him on the morning show, right? And totally screw us over again?
Did Terry go on the morning show?
No, I'm sure he did.
Terry's our guy.
Jimmy goes on the morning show because he's in his recliner right now. And he's done for the day. Jimmy's morning show, heading out to fish. In fact, he usually, when they talk to the guys in the morning, he's usually getting ready to head out to fish, you know, it's whatever time that is. And
in all honesty, the boat is loaded. I've got the ice and the cold ones on it right now. And as soon as I get off this phone, I'm starting the engines and I'm going offshore.
As soon as he finished the interview.
It's beautiful.
It's amazing.
Yeah, but Terry will be back. So we'll get Terry on. Well, you know, before the Monday night game, I'll track Troy Don. You know, I know Who was Troy on with?
Troy was on with Morning, and we were upset about it.
Oh boy!
No, yeah, we got Troy. We got Troy.
I wasn't here. Yeah. Remember, I was out that day.
Well, Troy specifically requested, I don't want him.
Remember how good he was, guys?
Yeah. He was so good
that day.
Yeah. That's right. He was, huh?
But Peoria Matt with an excellent test. He text. He wonders whether you would like to say, "Where's Danny?" You know, because we've got "Where's Spigs" in the hopper.
All I got to do is put on my social media account, and I know where Danny's at. He's putting himself on there on about 6 different media outlets every day. And I don't even... I know where he's at. He's letting everybody know. He's like a Notre Dame fan. How do you know someone went to Notre Dame? Because they're going to tell you. Okay? So there. There you go. I can say that to Notre Dame fans, even though I think they're going to go undefeated, because my Miami Hurricanes, they look pretty damn good.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how about those Hurricanes? Is this for real, or is Florida been really bad?
Ruthie, hold on a second. Okay, Let's get a little control.
Sorry.
We're not going to talk Miami football to start off our Dave Wansted segment in week one of the Bears season.
Well, I'm going to answer a question, because that's on
I had one sip of bourbon, and we're off the rails.
That's right. That's why we drink bourbon here. The quarterback for the Hurricanes.
For the Bears, Caleb Williams, yes, let's talk about it.
Yep, and the kid from Miami, Cam Ward, he could be a first-round draft pick, and they got him from Washington State. He's a player. That's the difference with the Hurricanes. Right. Anyway, okay, that's enough.
I understand, but your social circles, you guys all check back in about
that. Well, you got me going on Jimmy and and Shane on Bradshaw. And
I know.
Kind of got me out of sync here.
Coach, how you feeling about this Bears team now that camp has wrapped up and week one is hit? I don't know where the pessimism would be if it exists right now. I don't have any.
No, there's better not be. I mean, if there's pessimism at this point, you got problems coming. But no, I would say that you know, if I'm Matt Eberflus, I'm sitting back and I'm really liking number one. Obviously, starting with the defense, and we've added some good depth to our defense. That's always a key. You know, we got the young pass rusher Booker. We got a couple guys in the secondary that I think, you know, Terrell Smith picked up where he left off last year. You know, so we built some good depth. We know where our frontline guys are at. Dexter came back in better shape. Boy, you love seeing that, you know, out of a top pick to after his rookie year. Some of these guys, you know, going into that second year, I've had them go both ways. Come back like Dexter, lose weight, be in better shape, ready to go. And I've also seen them, now they get that money in their pocket, you know, they're the fat cats and they don't want to fight anymore. So he got to be happy with that. And then obviously the topic is Caleb. I mean, how could you be asking any more on the field, off the field, face of the program, how he does interviews, you know, team captain. I mean, how could you ask any more out of your rookie first round draft pick quarterback?
I don't know, Coach. Yeah. Sorry, Spiegs. I was caught me off guard. But I think I'm curious to know how much work is actually done this week from a coaching staff perspective when you've had really the whole offseason to think about Tennessee. And I guess you're looking at what they did in the preseason, but that, you know, how much does that really count?
You know what? It's tricky when you're getting this close, because the thing you don't want to do is make the players bored. Because if you start game planning too soon, to answer your question, you know, and you've been doing this stuff now since the OTAs, the majority of it is going to be your nuts and bolts offense and defense. That's what we're going to see against Tennessee. You know, we're going to see the runs that we've seen. We're going to see the passes at Caleb. There's going to be new wrinkles, obviously, game planning, but probably 80% of what they've been doing is what we're going to see. And so you just got to be careful that you don't start that game plan. We used to always go 10 days out. So we would say, okay, the game's on a Sunday. Let's go back 10 practices, and that's when we're going to walk in, and I'm going to hand them the game plan and say, this is it, guys. Okay, let's get focused and go from there.
Oh, really? So that far out, in backing it up from game one into training camp?
We would go 10 days.
That's, you know, further than I even thought, actually.
Yeah, it'd take you, you know, like the middle of the week of your last preseason game. Mm-hmm. You know, now they have the bye week, so whatever it is between, so it works out pretty good. So that's one thing. But I was listening to Flus the other day, And it was kind of interesting because going back to what you just, the comment you made, Ruthie, he talked about during training camp how they would not talk about Detroit, but they would put in some Detroit passes and some Detroit runs and maybe a Detroit blitz on the other side. So during the course of training camp, they were getting some work on some other opponents, primarily division opponents, without saying this is a Detroit day, you know, or this is a whatever day. So
yeah, you don't need to give the players all the context for what you're
I
doing.
I thought that was interesting, too. I did pick up on that as well from Flus.
Yeah, it was smart. It's smart, you know. And
one more thing on the rhythms of week one. He said that Wednesday and Thursday, they're going to be physical. They're going to have pads on, and they're really going to be hitting each other this week. Does that – and I know you might not necessarily do that every game week. I mean, I'm sure you would. I see you rolling your eyes.
We did. I mean, for me, speak your – you know, you're going to bore me and put me to sleep. I mean, we were in full...
Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
We were in full pads every week, Wednesday and Thursday, and then shoulder pads and shorts Friday if it was a good Wednesday and Thursday. Mm. That's just how the NFL did it then. Okay, and the majority of the NFL did it.
Yeah.
And until we got to Thanksgiving, and then we would back off a little bit. But that was kind of the cutoff, but... No, so I love what Flus is doing. They need to get the pads on, and they need to kind of get that edge again a little bit. And because this game won't be easy. It never is. And you know, the first game when I was coaching at college, when I was coaching the NFL, I never really worried about our offense as much or defense, the big picture things. You know what used to concern me, just keep me awake at night. Was okay, our snapper. We got a new snapper now, you know, for extra points and field goals. We got a new punter now. It's going to be the first game in the NFL. You know, those little things. Who's going to be handling the kickoffs and handling the punts? All those little things, it's a proven fact. There's more games determined by special teams in the first three games of the season than the rest of the year.
That's interesting. First of all, I'm picturing you lying awake there in your bed, Jan next to you. Like, Dave, roll over, get some sleep. And you're thinking about long snappers.
She wasn't worried about me getting sleep. Trust me.
I'm cracking up because we've now been talking to Dave Wanstead for like 11 minutes, and you have yet to say the words Caleb Williams. And I think that's really all anyone wants to talk about. We talked about the defense coach. We talked about special teams. Let's talk about the quarterback.
Okay, well, you know what? It's from a fan's perspective, it should be, and it's exciting about Caleb Williams, but not in my this season cannot be based just on Caleb Williams. I mean, Caleb Williams, and I've said this, he needs to make those four or five plays a game, but they better be able to run the football, and they be able to play defense. Mm-hmm. And when Caleb has to make some plays in a critical 2 minute or end of the game or after a sudden turnover, there's a fumble and we get the ball at the 20 going in, make a play, son. Do what you can do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's, to me, if he does that, you know, that's going to be a major step. You know, this better not be a 45-50 pass game every week because I don't like that one bit.
I don't know that this roster demands that.
That's my point. Right. That's right? Exactly what. That's why Caleb, in my mind, he's going to have to do his part of this team for them to be a playoff team, and who knows from there. This is not Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers or Miami with Dan Marino at this point of the kid's career. Take some pressure off this kid.
Mm-hmm. So when you said that a few weeks ago on this show, Coach, and it's Dave Wanstead on with Spiegs and Ruthie Polinsky here on The Score, when you said it's going to be those four or five or half dozen plays every game that are going to make the difference, he's got to make them. And sometimes it's going to be your basic plays. Hit that 5-yard slant.
Yep.
Sometimes it's going to be make the perfect back shoulder throw. Like whatever it's going to be. Get the ball out on the screen, even if the rush is in your face, right?
Exactly.
And they might not be the special plays. But then Poles, when talking about him, said he wants him to lean on his teammates in general.
That's what I'm saying.
But when the moment comes, go ahead and be the special.
The special.
You're the special.
And we haven't been able to stop thinking about that around here.
What was that, Ken? Are you kidding me? special.
It's special.
It's one of Spieggs' bits, Coach.
Wow. Hey, Coach.
We're trying to make it a thing, all
run,
right?
Run with me here.
Okay, Pulse, go ahead. I'm
Pulse
with you.
Says,
I'm with you.
Calls it the special. And in the Lego movie, that's what they call Emmett, that it's the special. You are the special.
Yeah, Coach, the Lego movie. Remember when you went and saw that all the times you did?
With his kids. People have kids out there in the world.
Russell Maryland go see that or something?
Me and Charles Haley went.
Oh, yeah. Charles was doing other things in the theater, I think. He was not paying attention.
No,
but anyway,
I hear what you're saying.
So it's the special, and he got to unleash the special. Turns out Caleb talked about needing to be special and unleash the special just today when
but
he
not
talked.
50 times. That's the point that I'm trying to make.
That's fair.
These other guys need to if Montez Sweat went out there and thought that, wow, we got a quarterback that's going to pick up the slack around here, or they thought we don't have to really block people as well because he'll get away from the rush.
Uh-huh.
Boy, I hope that the rest of the players don't over maximize what this guy can do.
Well, that's interesting.
To win games.
Yeah. So that they're gonna get a little lax because they're like, oh, we got that guy to do stuff. But do the Chiefs? Does Chris Jones not bust his ass on the interior of that defensive line with Patrick Mahomes? No, but it may make him, right? So it's your job as a coach to keep him from doing that. You want the guy to have the special.
That's why,
Coach,
I'm not talking about him as much as everybody else is. I'm trying to help the rest of the guys and keep him as being a major part of this team. Don't get me wrong, but just a member of the team. You know,
hear that, Ruthie? He's coaching from afar.
No, I hear it. And we were talking about this earlier about how they're kind of like pounding this into his brain of like, lean on the players around you. You don't have to do everything. You don't have to be the special.
Yeah.
You know, like I think that's going to be so crucial for him to find that balance.
I think so. Caleb was talking about it today.
Yeah, I've said this since, you know, I've come here. We got a top five defense. We just drafted a punter in the fourth round, I believe. You know, we got Cairo, Cairo's Mr. Santos. We have this, like I said, this amazing defense. We got special guys, a wide receiver. We got a special running back. Our offensive line, I believe in our run game, has been like top five in the past 2 or 3 years. It's what I said. When I was first drafted or around that time of, you know, I'm going to do whatever I need to do for my team to win. And, you know, that's like I spoke about earlier, handing the ball off, leaning on my guys. If that's dropping back, throwing the ball 30 times, that's doing that. It's leaning on my talent. I'm not trying to do anything special. And then, you know, when those moments happen, when those moments come up, you know, third downs, into games and things like that, obviously, you know, there's some routine plays, but, you know, a lot of times those moments are times where, you know, it's time to be special.
So this is the essence of it. I think he gets it.
How many passes did he say?
30.
Thank you.
Not 40 or 50.
Not 40 or 50.
Right.
Thank you.
But I think he gets it, Coach.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Exactly what you're talking about. Like, you're trying to tone people down from their expectations. I think the kid is going to be okay if he throws the ball 18 times and they win a game.
Yeah.
He's going to be all right with that.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, he's... I don't know how advanced he is throwing the ball. And I haven't been around very many quarterbacks. Troy Aikman was the first pick. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say Caleb Williams got a better arm than Troy Aikman. You know, I mean, Troy was a laser throwing the football. But from a ready-to-play and a mental maturity standpoint, this kid is years ahead of all, you know, any rookie quarterback that I've been around. I mean, this guy gets it, and that's so big in this game. So big in this game as far as the mental part. We're talking about him making a great play or doing something. Maybe it's just throwing the ball out of the back of the end zone, right, and not trying to force one in there on an interception or getting rid of the ball when the blitz comes and no one's there to block him so you don't get hit in the back of the head and the ball come out. You know, little things like that probably won't get talked about enough that I think this kid gets and this kid will do.
I love hearing him talk about, you know, end of games. He's already thinking about those critical moments and critical situations that I think we all know separates the good quarterbacks from the great quarterbacks. And you're hearing him already talk about fourth quarter, end of game. And I also, can we talk about that he just shouted out his special teamers when he's talking about the talent around him? He started, he drafted upon Mr. Santos.
Yes, Mr. Santos.
I love that
Mr. Santos.
That's an amazing thing.
Hey, Ruthie, I love that he realized, he actually acknowledged that they drafted a punter. I mean, you know,
Coach's
that's,
guy.
Because punters are people too.
That's team. That's team. I know that. No, I'm all in.
He's anti-quarterback feelings.
There you go.
This just popped into my head, Coach, talking when you were talking about how so many of these games early on in the season are decided by special teams.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because there's just no film really on the teams and these games are decided by in the margins? Or what do you think the reasoning is for that?
It's usually, you know, everybody on special teams, you don't want to play your starters. So there's going to be a lot of new people protecting the punter on the punt. You know, possibly snapping, covering kickoffs. Well, the kickoffs rules not changed now. Covering punts. You know, I mean, so a lot of the key special teams units, you don't want your starters on there. So who are you putting on? You're putting on your rookies. You're putting on the young guys on the team, new guys on the team. Mm-hmm. So that's usually your offense and defense is in a little bit more of a sync, you know, as far as understanding the philosophy and getting it and having experience where your special teams units, for the most part, could be. You're going to have three or four core guys, but you're going to have a lot of guys that have never competed in the National Football League, and let me just say this. We go into a break. Or
yes,
what
are we doing? Yeah, we are.
Okay, let me tell you what I think the biggest thing that Caleb, I'm going to tease. Is this called a tease?
It sure is.
Okay, the biggest thing that Caleb, in my opinion, is going to have to deal with as a rookie quarterback come Sunday.
The coming biggest up. Thing.
That's a tease for all you listeners out there. Stay tuned.
I really didn't need to say anything. Between the two of you, you had it nailed. It's Spiegs and Ruthie Polinsky on the score.
Mr. Santos.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, thank goodness, Coach, we're going to get to hear you continue your Bears coverage. You're going to be on Marquee. You'll be on NBC5, and you'll get to do stuff with the score and all the other things. Big Ten Network, we're going to see you all over the place. So I just have to take a couple of seconds here, Coach, to personally thank you because you were one of the first people that went to bat for me to come and be a part of the Football After Show family, and I so appreciate your belief in me from day one, and I appreciate everything you've taught me about football, and I appreciate the mentorship that you've showed me really over the last, I guess, 17 months or so, and we're friends for life.
Well, absolutely. No question about that. And we'll be working together. Yeah. I look forward to it.
Absolutely. It's been an honor to be with you. We'll be right back.
Wow. Listen to that.
Aww, and here we are.
Beautiful stuff.
Yeah, that was a long-lived goodbye. 3 days. We're sitting here working together.
Couldn't stay away, Coach.
Yeah, geez. I'll tell you what.
Ruthie Polinsky and Dave Wanstead the other night on football night in Chicago. And we want to get back to that, back to what happened over there and that show and what's going on with that channel. We'll do that in a minute. But Coach, you teased something, and I was taught a long time ago to pay off the tease as quickly as possible.
Yep.
You teased what Caleb Williams needs to worry about the most before his NFL debut on Sunday against the Titans.
I think it's going to be It won't be understanding the defenses. It won't be making the checks. It's going to be the speed of the game. And I've had rookies at every position, whether it's an offensive lineman, and underestimating the speed of the defensive lineman coming off when it counts. And he's playing for money, and he's trying to get to the Super Bowl.
He said after the first preseason game, the one in Buffalo, that he thought practice was harder than the games because things were faster in practice than they were in the games.
There you go. Okay. And
yeah, but it's a different smoke when it's the regular season.
When it's the regular season, and I hate to refer back, but, you know, I can remember our first year at Dallas. I don't know. We were pretty good in the preseason. We won 2, 3, maybe 4. I don't know how many games. And we went down to New Orleans, and we felt good. Now, we were coming off national championships at Miami, so everything was win, 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 never lose, and that's how we felt. And we went down to New Orleans. Troy Aikman got sacked 6 times, and they ran by our offensive linemen, and they hit Troy. And the point was that afterwards, we said, this was our first real coaching NFL. We said, God, that was a lot faster than what it was in the preseason. So I think that's the biggest thing that Caleb. So now Shane Waldron knows that and Flus knows that. So they're going to have a game plan. What you do is you have a game plan that gives him a chance to gain some confidence where you're more than balanced with the run game. You're high percentage throws. You got enough screens in there to everybody. And he's getting the ball out quick as you adjust. And as you're – it's just not Caleb. You know, your offensive line is adjusting. The receivers, all of a sudden, that coverage now, you know, is going to be a little tighter on the receivers as compared to when it was maybe in the preseason. So everything just moves up a notch or two. And, you know, I'm sure – I mean, Shane Waldron is an excellent coach. And Waldron – and he'll have a good plan – hopefully where we can kind of control the tempo a little bit till Caleb gets his feet under him.
What slows down a defensive line if they're getting off the ball real quick and coming after the quarterback?
Screens and draws and getting the ball out quick. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that, you know what? I wasn't going to go there, but I got to mention it. You know, the one, if you ask me what football area am I not 100% sure of, okay, offense, defense, or special teams. In other words, what aspect of the game? Let's put it that way.
Okay.
It would be our offensive run game. I just wish I would – I wish in my gut – and it's just me. Maybe I'm crazy. I got fired for running the ball too much. I get that, okay? So I'm not afraid.
You know, they all thought Shane Waldron ran it too much in Seattle, you know.
Well,
okay. So because he likes it. And we were talking about this with Dan Weider yesterday. I think they're going to run the hell out of the ball, coach.
He's been with Pete Carroll, who was a great defensive coach, and he was with Bill Belichick, obviously, defense.
And the whole thing with Pete Carroll, he wasn't letting Russ cook.
Yeah.
I mean,
Cook. He knew what – you want to see Russ cook. Watch the highlights Sunday.
Yeah, no, a texter said, they didn't acquire Keenan Allen, extend D.G. Moore, draft Rome at 9, and get Caleb to run the ball more. And I
– Who said that?
Texter. I think he's wrong. Early on, I think they're going to run the hell out of the ball, coach. I think DeAndre Swift, they're going to lean on that and try and do it. Philly did it more last year when their offense started failing. It's like this is the NFL. You got to run it so you can pass it some.
I was here at the Bears when Brett Favre started. I was the head coach of the Dolphins when Tom Brady played his first game. And so I saw how Mike Holmgren, an offensive coach, and Bill Belichick, a defensive coach, handled the quarterbacks. And different plays, Green Bay was more of the screens and high percentage throws, the three-step and run. Belichick was more play defense and run the ball and throw play action passes deep. But the same mentality, what can we do to take some pressure off this kid? So I'm sure Shane's going to do that. I mean, he's been with all these guys. And but because the speed of the game, and it helps your offensive line too. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, those guys, and Tennessee's not a great pass rush team. I get that. You know,
Coach, you got Velus Jones at running back now. You think they're not going to run him out over the Titans?
They might. They might. You know, I'll be watching. I'll be talking about that.
Yeah.
I hope he runs for, you know, 100 yards. I mean, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Ruthie, what?
Oh, I'd like to see him return a kickoff first.
Yeah, we'll see, right?
Before we start.
Just hold on to the ball, please. Yeah.
Ruthie, what are your feelings coming into this last month at NBC Sports Chicago, where you and Coach work together so much?
Yeah, so my last official, I guess, as of right now, my last day was last Friday when we did our last football night in Chicago. Coach and I were on the finale of that show because we're not going to do it for, you know, 4 weeks of the regular season because NBC Sports Chicago is still on the air through the end of White Sox. You know, it's emotional, and I've only really been here just a year and a half. I had one season doing the football after show, and they've been doing football shows on that on those airwaves for 20 years. So I'm just so grateful for what I was able to do there and meet people like Coach and get to work with Lance Briggs and Alex Brown, who are two, you know, Bears legends who, you know, getting to sit and watch a football game with those three guys is an experience that I don't know if I'll ever have anything like that again, because you got two teammates who are talking about, you know, God only knows what, you know, and they got all these opinions about the game. And then I'm sitting with a guy who was a head coach in the NFL who's, you know, talking about coverages and, you know, pointing things out to me that I never would have noticed if I was just watching the game on my own. So I'm so grateful for that one season of getting to host the football after show with those guys. And obviously I know Coach and I can't stay away from each other. We're attached at the hip at this rate, but I'll definitely miss that show in particular. And then the football night in Chicago, I just can't imagine this market not having a daily 30-minute TV Bears show. There's got to be, I just think people are hungry for that. And so I'm really interested to see kind of how everything shakes out with, you know, the new networks and those sorts of things. But especially this season, you got to imagine people are just going to be starving for Bears content. And so I hope, you know, I hope that happens.
Yeah, I think it will. I mean, you're right. It's on fire right now. And everything you said about NBC Sports Chicago was right on point. We had a great group here. It's unfortunate. But NBC is going to be doing a show Sunday night now, 10:30 to 11, and they released it last week. I'm going to be on there. We're going to have some. It's going to be like a mini post game Bears, and then Marquee Station is actually picking up the Bears post game show. So immediately that the game's over, Marquee will be having a post game show, and
you're going to be doing that.
I'm going to jump on that for not all the games, but a lot of the games. And they got Tommy Waddle doing something on there at some point.
I don't know that guy.
And they got Robbie Gould doing something at some point. You know, so they're making a real effort. And I think if you're ever going to hit the Bears, this is the year to hit them. And that's kind of what Ruthie's talking about.
Yeah. But that Sports Sunday, it's Sports Sunday on NBC5. So it basically goes on right after they do Sunday Night Football. And then we got a 30-minute newscast. And then it's Coach. So bring your coffee, Coach.
Yeah, I know. Those night things do get to me a little
bit. As you reach for
the
bourbon.
But it'll be great. I'm happy that you get to stay with the NBC family. And, you know, I'll be popping on that show every once in a while, too. So that'll be great.
Hey, Coach, did Danny ever say anything as nice about you as Ruthie did on his way out? Or am I just misremembering? I don't think he did.
Danny who?
That's a good question.
Danny who?
I don't think he did.
No, he owes me, what, two bottles of wine?
Uh-huh.
He owes me dinner.
Well, it's tough to afford that stuff on an FS1 salary.
Yeah.
You asked if people were getting having drinks with you, and several members of the Twitch mob, yes.
Oh, thank goodness.
Eagle Rare. I see
my guys.
Elijah Craig is happening there. I see a couple other people having a beverage. So, yeah, Coach, you're not alone.
Okay.
And so, look, we're back. Wani's back. And the beverages at the top of the hour are back, and Four Winds Casino is back too.
Oh, okay.
Can I talk football here for a minute?
Yes, sir.
It's time for the Four Winds Forecast with Dave Wonstead.
Put your mouthpiece in, because here we go.
Presented by Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo and South Bend.
Okay, here we go.
What you got, Coach?
I'm starting with the Bears. The only thing that's really important right now, and I know it's not to the bettors out there, maybe, but I love the Bears on this game. I think at home, I think the fans, I think the momentum, and they're a more talented team that's playing at a high level right now. So I look for the Bears to have a nice win this week. Before that, Thursday, I think Lamar Jackson, I think he's got a chip on his shoulder. I like Baltimore against Kansas City tomorrow. I think, you know, they got knocked out of the playoffs, and I think he comes back and has a big night tomorrow. You got a little bit of the Super Bowl hangover going on with the Chiefs, I think. And then the last one I'm going to pick here, I like Philadelphia over the Packers, you know, in Brazil on Friday night.
Yeah!
You know, and I'll tell you why.
Tell us, Coach.
Philadelphia's got too much talent. They've added some, the secondary was their weakness. They added a first-round draft pick from Toledo at corner. Mitchell, they added a second-round draft pick, who I love, DeGene from Iowa. That's their top two picks. And I'll tell you what, they got a new defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio, who we know well, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
And they got Kellen Moore from the Cowboys. He's going to bring some energy to that offense, and Jalen Hurts. I like the Eagles, too.
That was the Four Winds Forecast. Every week with Dave Wannstedt. Experience the excitement at Four Winds Casino, New Buffalo, and South Bend. With award-winning cuisine, the latest slots, a variety of table games, and luxurious hotels. Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape.
Coach and Four Winds, like riding a bike. Look at that guy.
It's great.
The professional.
I didn't even have my paper in front of me. I just rattled it off.
Don't need anything.
Who else you like? You like anybody else?
No, I like
Atlanta.
Teams.
Take Atlanta over the Steelers.
But yeah, oh yeah, you're not a fan of Russ.
Well,
Fields is going to get in there.
I love Russ. Okay, Russ had a better year last year than anybody's giving him credit for. 26 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. That's pretty damn good. 3-1.
Yeah.
But if you could just play Justin the first 3 quarters and bring Russ in, let him cook the 4th quarter, I think that would be a great combination.
Let Russ cook
in
the 4th
quarter.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just
it's
a thought.
It's a good one. Coach, thank you. You're the best. We look forward to this every week.
Oh, I'm done? Okay. Yeah. I got dinner with some buddies at 5, so I'll just hang out there with Shane and
well, you can stay here. You want to stay?
Well, I don't really want to talk anymore. My drink's about done.
Oh, you know what?
Wait, hold on. How much are the Bears going to win by?
Hold on, we got to take a break. Oh, you're staying. You're staying. You're Coach staying. Is staying. Ruthie,
that's a tease.
Ruthie is like, Ruthie is a veteran Ruthie. Radio person. She's teasing. And you know what else she's doing? She stole something from the morning show. Genius. We'll get to it next on The Score. Bears injury report, right, Ruthie Polinsky?
Yeah, we do. I got to pull it up, but there was a little bit of concern.
You referenced it. I was feeling like you were such a pro.
Oh, no.
This was all going so smoothly. It speaks in Ruthie Polinsky on 670 The Score. Our first Bears injury report of the day. Coach Dave Wannstedt is still here because he refuses to leave.
My reservation isn't for a few minutes, so I'm hanging out with you guys.
Whatever you need, Coach.
Don't take that the wrong way, but...
Is there a right way?
I don't know. Tanny, what do you think? I'm available, so I'm here, right? Please.
And I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
Coach.
And I'll be doing something in 10 minutes, okay?
Yeah, we got a lot going on. First of all, how many points are the Bears going to win by? Ruthie wanted you to answer that.
You know, that's crazy to even try. I'm. What's the spread? 4? 4.5?
4.
Yeah, 4. Okay, they're going to win by 5. How's that?
Okay, they'll cover. All right, good to know. And then, Ruthie, what's the injury report?
Yeah, so 6 players were limited today.
Okay.
Keenan Allen, Karan Amagaji, Ryan Bates, Roschon Johnson, Zach Pickens, and Montez Sweat with a toe.
Okay, so we got a few very important
notable
players there. One of which is Montez Sweat. And we'll talk to Mark Grody in 10 minutes, get all the nuggets. Delicious Bears nuggets, including some incredible sound that you'll hear from Caleb Williams, Keenan Allen, Velus Jones, and more. But Ruthie, like the grizzled radio soul you are now, 3 hours into your first show on The Score, you stole something from the morning show.
I heard Mullion Haw talking about it this morning about, you know, and I don't like the framing this as a player is going to get hurt, but... Basically, having a debate over who is more important to the success of this team. Is it Caleb Williams or is it Montez Sweat?
You know what? I would say, and Bear fans aren't going to like this, but I would say Montez Sweat. Just for this reason, I think that and everyone's talking about pass rush. Yeah, we know about the pass rush. He plays the run as good as he plays the pass. But he is a guy... I think from watching practice, watching everything, that everybody is basically looking up to or from a defensive perspective because he plays so hard. Where I think Caleb, he's going to have to make some plays. It's a major loss. It would be for either one not to be on the field. But, you know, Bajan could go in there, and I think that Shane Waldron, and I think the skill that they've added on offense, mm-hmm. right? Odunze, Keenan Allen, Swift, in the offensive line being more experienced.
You think they could win a playoff game with Tyson Bagent?
Well, that's not the question.
Jeez, Figs, we're trying to beat Tennessee.
Well, you're talking about this week?
I'm saying the success of the season.
If you were on my staff right now, you know what I'd say, Spigs. Go. Just take a timeout. Okay, Spigs, timeout.
Go sit in the corner.
Okay, are we going to win a playoff game with Bajan?
I'm trying to beat Tennessee right now.
Will Levis, Mason Rudolph.
You know what happens? You sit in this chair, you start doing the thought experiments.
Yeah, it sounded like something Parkins would say.
I think my biggest concern would be, okay, you have Tyson Bajan behind Caleb Williams. That's someone who we know is a proven NFL quarterback and can win football games in this league. Who's behind Montez Sweat? That's kind of where the debate stems.
A bigger role to fill, but the quarterback is more important. But I do think that they've added enough talent that not for the season. If you're talking about one or two games, I feel like Montez would be the guy that I just like everything about him.
There's a lot to like there. If Montez Sweat were to go down, your starters are DeMarcus Walker and Austin Booker.
That's
what you're doing.
I love Booker. You guys know that. I'm on record of saying that. But I like him as 10 plays a game on third down or second and long.
Because it's him or it's the guy from Seattle, Darryl Walker.
Which I don't know a whole lot about, except he's had good numbers.
He's an edge rusher with a lot of speed who's supposedly not great at holding the edge.
Yeah,
they're ready to give up on him with 1 year left on his rookie deal.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, you know, give the.
So I don't. I mean, so
give
so
Mike McDonald, right, the new head coach of Seattle, right, a defensive guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was willing to trade him. I don't know. We'll see.
What's your full NFL slate this year? You got national NFL jobs this year?
I'm doing Pro Football Weekly with Dan Hampton and Hub. Mm. I'm doing this. I'm doing NBC. I'm doing Marquee.
Yeah, that's the local stuff. You're doing Pro Football Weekly. I was wondering.
Yeah, that would probably be a Big Ten Network every Friday, 11 to 12.
My goodness.
Big Ten, what do you want to talk about? You know, Northwestern one?
Definitely not Big Ten football.
Well, Shane, you know, you got tunnel vision, my friend. Who's Michigan play this week? Do you have any
Texas.
Idea?
No, I don't care.
I know.
Did Ruby just answer Texas?
Texas.
They got Texas. Who do I got?
Uh-oh.
I got to go to work on Friday. I'm taking Michigan.
Coach, more about Notre Dame. What are the Irish going to do? You said they're going to do really good this year.
I think they could be undefeated. Do you realize that
Kenny and I are Notre Dame fans?
That Leonard Riley, their quarterback who transferred from Duke?
Yeah. Yep. That's not it.
He last year, before he got hurt, he was a projected first, second, or third round draft pick. And he didn't play as good as he's capable of in that opener against A&M, but he's got some upside.
Does he get to just put on Sam Hartman's hair? Is that how they're doing it now? That whoever's quarterback gets to wear Sam's hair?
I don't know.
He was handsome.
Special.
In practice.
A special-looking man.
Yeah.
You want to talk about special?
Sure, I'm talking about throwing touchdown passes.
If he does something good in practice, they'll slap the beard on him.
One step at a time. But, no, I think Notre Dame is going to be excellent, and their schedule fits perfect. The schedule fits perfect. Particularly, everybody was talking about Florida State, Notre Dame down the road being the game. I don't see it happening right now at all.
I got a question. How close is your dinner reservation that you're still here at
4:55? You know what? I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm
no, honored. What are you Thank ordering you. Tonight? What are you getting?
What
are you getting?
I'm not telling you where I'm going or who I'm meeting.
You already told me where you're going.
I'm meeting a bunch of guys that I respect and are buddies.
Tandy will see you there.
Joey DeBono going?
I'm out of here.
Is Whitey going to be
Tufanos.
There?
No Pittsburgh guys.
No Pittsburgh guys. No Whitey, no Big Dave.
Well, I wouldn't invite Whitey to Chicago.
Is Tony Wise going to be there?
Tony will be here October 20th.
Well, tell him I said hello.
Give me the body you got.
You're not bothering
Great
us.
Great to see you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Shane, give me the body.
Yeah, thank you. Finally.
God bless that man.
God bless.
Yeah.
A gem of a human.
He's the best. 670 The Score is where you are. It's Spiegs and Ruthie Polinsky. We welcome in Mark Grody to complete the Troika next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.